Lila Nishmas of Konimus Kamish Ben Rila Malach. Shabbos Break Yudzayin Mishnah Aleph. Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabbos V'Tal Sosei Niman. All vessels, like the Rav explains, that have doors, Nitalim B'Shabbos, they can be carried on Shabbos, V'Tal Sosei Nimahen. And the doors with them. And it doesn't dafka mean the doors with them. It just means that even if this door is, like the Rav explains, came off of the vessel before Shabbos, because the door is still considered part of the vessel itself, even though it's detached now, we assume that he's going to put it together later. So therefore, it doesn't lose its status of a kli, and it's still considered part of the overall kli, and it's not muksa. So therefore, you're allowed to move it. Afal pi shenisparku b'Shabbos. The way you have to read it is almost like afal pi shenisparku kama b'Shabbos, meaning that even if it detaches, and you can move it on Shabbos. Doesn't mean that it detaches on Shabbos, because we just said that even if it detaches before Shabbos, where you may say that since it detached before Shabbos, I did not prepare it, and maybe it's muksa, we just said that that's mutter, so what this means is afa pi nishparku, kama, that you can do this b'Shabbos. Like b'Shabbos is going on when you're allowed to move it. Even though the beginning of the Mishnah says nitalim b'Shabbos, I'm not sure why I would have to repeat it. But it's going on v'dal sosein imahem, that the doors, like parentheses, alfa pishin isparku, close parentheses, b'Shabbos. She'enim domlun v'dal sos habayis, l'fi she'enim minamuchon. And these doors are not comparable to doors of the house, because doors of the house are not minamuchon, they're muksa. The fact that you can move a door on Shabbos itself, a door of a house, that's not considered tiltal, but once it detaches, that door was not made to be metaltal, because it was part of a house. So now that it's no longer part of the house and it was detached, that's muksa, and you're not allowed to move a door that detaches, even if it detaches on Shabbos. Where at the beginning and the onset of Shabbos, it wasn't muksa, but that was only because it was connected to the house. But once it detaches, even on Shabbos, it's muksa and one is not allowed to move it.